Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Good afternoon to the entire Caribbean, those of you logged on to the Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Today I am joined by co-host Rohan Isles, and we will discuss the announcement made yesterday regarding the active case with no travel history. Rohan Isles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, brother. How are you doing?
I am good, man. I am good. Now let's get right to it, as this is a special edition of the Blue Table. I'm sure information will be changed as the seconds and the hours go by. But yesterday, the St. Kitts Nevis Task Force, they would have announced an active case, a tourism worker with no travel history. Your thoughts?
Well, for me, Mervyn, yesterday was billed as a major announcement. I mean, I'm sure the whole St. Kitts Nevis was tuned in into that particular briefing. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was disappointed in the briefing in itself. I mean,
why were you disappointed?
Well, we had this build up. One was expecting, not that we wanted it, but one was expecting to hear that we had some major talking points. For example, I was thinking that there was some community spread or a cluster someplace, and mm-hmm. and so on, and that didn't happen. And I just thought that, you know, we have had briefings before, and we have had instances where we had one case before, and that either came to a press release or you know, just a regular.
But could it be because this case was not important, though?
But that left a lot of questions, even in that sense, because if that is the case, and of course each case is important, then there's still so much questions, because we have a non imported case, but people are still trying to make the connection between the last case we had and this case. I can't even remember the last case we had. Of course, mm-hmm. I think I remember it was an imported case, but I don't remember the timing of the last case. And the information from yesterday seemed not full, if I may use that term. In that,
so we were told it's a tourism worker. So I am assuming tourism worker. That will mean, I'm just assuming here, and that's a hotel worker.
That is part of the problem. It's big speculation, because you have taxi drivers, you have boat operators, you have people who work in tourism services at the airport. Which sector really mm-hmm. are we referring to? And one must even consider that if it is a hotel worker, which hotel environment? Mm-hmm. Because then all of these people who work at that hotel, who would have had whether primary or secondary contact with that person, has to be contact traced and placed in quarantine, and then you go back to community and family mm-hmm. and. Those people have to be contact traced and quarantined. So the information from it just didn't seem complete.
So there were more questions than answers then?
A lot more questions than answers. And what I found was pressing more so at this briefing was the issue of taking the vaccine and everything relating to taking the vaccine and why you should take the vaccine and so on. And so, you know, it almost looked as if they were trying to push the taking of the vaccine on the back of the fact that we had one local person with COVID-19. But the information still was sketchy at best if you listen to it. I mean, we went from one person with no travel history, and then bam, take the vaccine and information on the vaccine. I understand, and trust me, I understand using the opportunity to get people to go and take the vaccine, but the information for me still wasn't complete. A timeline would have been nice to get an understanding, because as you say, more questions than answers. People are now going to assume, I will not assume, but people are now going to say, well, okay, when was the last person? Mm-hmm. When was it within 14 days or outside of 14 days, it would be nice. And like, over time, I'm sure somebody's going to go back and figure out when was the last person. And then if that period of time is doesn't match the possibilities of contracting. I mean, of course, you know, there are going to be a lot of questions, and I'm sure they're going to have to find a lot of answers. But hey, I just thought that's what happened yesterday.
And Rohan, I am not sure it's because I am into media and public relations, but I believe in the dissemination of information that I do not understand. I believe in freeing up information, yeah? Because only when you freeze up, only when you free up information, then you will get a more so a positive. People understand. The more you communicate, the more people understand. And there is this trend, not only on St. Kitts and Nevis, but throughout the Caribbean on a whole, people feel that the less information, the better. And I do not understand that concept. And so you find that there are times when if the information was only out there, then you'd have had a not a pushback, but a better response from the community at large or whatever the case may be. But when you hold on to information and you don't want to say this and you don't want to say that, mind you, I understand that it's something that, well, I can't say because I don't know when they got the information. So the details may be a bit sketchy, but I find that we tend to just stifle and try to just hold on to all this information. Just let it out. Why can't you say, okay, it's a tourism. I am not asking for the person's name because I'm not interested. I am not interested in who the person is. But as far as, okay, so where tourism worker, what does that mean? Is it a hotel worker? Now, where was this person? Can't you just say that over the last 2 weeks or the last week, this person would have traveled through the areas of whether it's Fort Street or Barnaby Village or whatever the case may be. So what? Okay, tourism worker, yes, we are contact tracing and that's it. And that is what we are just supposed to accept?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, fundamentally, that's why you asked about a timeline, though, you know, because it would have been nice to know exactly when the person was identified as positive, so we get an idea of when the contact, because you said contact tracing, but when did it start?
Mm-hmm.
Did contact tracing start yesterday? Because you found out yesterday, or you found out day before, and so the contact tracing started. As you rightfully said, give people full information, so people are comfortable.
Yes, so there's not this distrust, and especially, Rohan, especially, so that there's not this distrust, and especially when you have the folks out there who are reluctant on taking the vaccine, and because they feel already a distrust with the task force or whomever. And here you have, you're giving limited information to a story. I do understand that you're waiting for all the, well, you're not going to get everything one time, but at least when the information comes in, you disseminate to the people, you inform the public, this is the case, that is the case. I mean, and you mentioned as well that the opportunity was used to speak about the vaccine, right? And I understand it. I understand what they're doing. Please, yes, we must encourage folks to take the vaccine and all of that. But I also find that, as you mentioned, it just sort of made me cringe yesterday when I listened to the report. And then immediately after that, you will hear, you know, you need to take the vaccine. You know, that kind of rebuttal to that. And that made me felt a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I just found that it was more about taking the vaccine, and I didn't want to have to say this, but a little fear mongering, you know, because when people hear local case and no travel history, people begin to feel a little on edge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt it was a little bit more of that, you know, local case, you need to go and take the vaccine. I felt it was more about getting people to take the vaccine than actually providing information that people could be confident and comfortable with. It would have been nice to know the timeline of the identification of the positive case, nice to know the timeline of the contact tracing. And as you would have said, to at least highlight areas of possibility where the person would have traversed, in a sense that non-pharmaceutical practices are still the best bet to fight against COVID-19. So, mm-hmm. I mean, even in the push to take the vaccine, you still want to encourage people, listen, wear your mask, stay 6 feet, practice proper hygiene. People are more likely to do these things than to, you know, show up to take a vaccine, especially if they don't want to. One of the things I found interesting, though, is that in the context of how fast the SARS-2 COVID can spread, there was no indication of curfew or lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, all events pre-approved were cancelled. And I am thinking that is their thought, is to mitigate against any possible spread.
Mm-hmm.
But if that is the thought, why not just go into curfew or lockdown? Because not having these events are not going to stop people from congregating.
Right.
They're not
right.
People from getting together and having whatever weekend activity or line there is. Because even if you don't have these pre-approved events, there are going to be other events.
Yes.
You're not accepting that there are going to be other events and people are going to be around. So trying to understand the logic of cancelling and still having the country as it were prior to the announcement.
Okay, so if it's a hotel worker, then how did that happen? Someone, a guest, is it a guest? And if so, then how did that happen? Where was the breakdown right there?
Yeah, I mean, that is pertinent question being asked. Of course, as you said, it is unconfirmed that it is a hotel employee. And one would think, considering the amount of information and the stringent practices by hotels, that this person would have been fully clad in PPE. So how? That now becomes the question. How did that happen? When did it happen? And I don't think anybody, knowing fully well that they may be working with or serving individuals who may have the COVID-19, would risk contacting or contracting the COVID-19 by not being properly attired in personal protective equipment. So that is a valid question. There would be questions for the hotel and for the compliance task force and whoever is responsible, because what is there? Something seems a little off with this one. And that is simply so because information is half or a quarter of what is expected to be put out, especially in a case like this. And people would take and understand the severity of the situation, because we are being told no travel history, local case, and that's it. We don't know how and when it was contracted, how and when it was recognized, how and when contact tracing is being done, and where it is being done, and when, maybe not where, but when it is being done, and so on. And so, Marvin, going forward, I suspect that with the rapid rate at which tests can be completed, that sometime today there should be an update into this matter, because there is the potential for community spread, there is the potential for clusters, there is the potential for localized spread. And so updates from my end are going to come far more frequent until the situation can be resolved.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that we'll get an update in a few hours regarding this particular case. Rohan Isles, thank you so much for joining me today at The Blue Table. I am Mervyn Hanley.
Everyone struggles at times. Even we too have our own struggles. Do you have a loan at the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and have fallen behind on your payments because of financial difficulties? Have your financial situation changed? If your answer is yes, visit the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis or call 465-2288 extension 1101 or 469-5416 to make an appointment to discuss our debt evaluation and restructuring plan with one of our qualified officers. We are committed to working with you to make a sustained positive difference in your life.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com. or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice for the